symptom, the very symptom that that specific pill would take care of. I either had it or I could feel it coming on, and it was... But I never got hooked, because you can't get hooked on a pill. Any doctor will tell you, you can't get hooked on a pill unless you abuse it. You have to abuse the pill to get addicted to it. I never abused a pill in my life. I mean, they were very tiny little pills. I mean, you could tell they were very weak and mild. In fact, I don't even know how to abuse a pill. How do you abuse a pill? You throw it up against the wall, you stomp on the thing, or verbally abuse it. You dirty, rotten little pill, why don't you do what I tell you? No, I'm very respectful of my pills. This little pocket, the little pocket inside the big pocket is a pill pocket. You can carry your pills in there. You can't carry pills just any place. I used to carry pills over with my change, and people say, "You got change for a dollar?" And I say, "Yes," and I go like that. They say, "Oh, you carry Nembutal around in the daytime." Yeah. So I put it over with my keys, and people, I go out in the car and walk out to get in the parking lot, and when I get in, I take my keys out. And Quaalude run down the street, Damn thing always runs faster than I could run, And I didn't dare stomp on it or abuse it, I treated my pills with respect, But working on a sleeping problem is a good example of how working on a problem makes it worse. And in fact, it even got to the point where I had to inject pentothal in my veins at night in order to get to sleep at night. And that was tricky. I couldn't lie there and have my one daughter say, "Hey, Ann, come watch Daddy take his nightly fix." And so I'd have to keep the pentothal out in the car, and I had a day of pill taking and evening of drinking, and I decided it was time to go to Betty Buy, and I'd go out and mix up pentothal and stick the needle in my vein. I'd try to figure out how much of I had to drink, how many uppers, how many downers, how much alcohol, how much I squirt in, take it out, throw it in the bag in the car, slam the car door, run down the hall so I could jump in bed and go to sleep. And it was very tricky, because just the least little bit too much, and I just zing right under the car, Or even worse, the least little bit not enough. And I would squirt it in, take it out, throw it in the back, slam the car door, run down the hall and jump in bed. Nothing would happen, Half measures got me nowhere. And it's not very practical anyway. You have a needle in your brain, you're supposed to put a Band-Aid over with a piece of cotton and all that stuff. Well, I didn't have time for all that fancy stuff, for God's sake. So I keep my arm up like that, hoping that gravity would take care of and do all this one hand. I run down the hall, and I run into Max, and I try to be casual, Hard to be casual when you're in a hurry, The harder I worked on the sleep problem, the worse it got. The harder I worked on the marriage situation, the worse it got. The harder I worked on my drinking problem, the worse it got. And I find that's the way it is. When I resist life as life is, life loves the challenge. If I resist, it always gets worse. But in fact, the way it is in my life, if I graft it, my life started way over there, and it's going to end way over there. But from where it started until July 31st, 1967, when I became a mild alcoholic, my life was on a downhill course. Now, it wasn't a straight line down. I think if it had been, I'd have been able to recognize that. But it was up and down. And it would go down, I would do something, and it would go up, and I think that was helping. But now that it's working, I don't need to.